This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Muddlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory.
In this episode, I continue a conversation I had with Megan about her journey to learning and teaching natural history.
I'm Megan McCosker, and I live in Bar Harbor, Maine, and I am a teacher with lots of different kinds of experience, but one of the great joys of my life has been being a natural history teacher at Maine Coast Semester at Chewonky for the last 5 years.
Like thinking about teachers at COA, I think I had a lot of great teachers. And I took classes in psychology, anthropology, literature. but some of these classes really did resonate with respect to natural history. Steve Witona taught a class called Literature of Expeditions of Scientific Inquiry. I took it my first trimester there. I think we read 13 books in 10 weeks. I read every book. I was utterly enchanted and drawn in. And it was things like reading The Snow Leopard, both by George Schaller and Peter Matheson, reading Shackleton. So reading throughout the globe, really, the Amazon. So that was really like inspiring. I didn't really know what to do with that information, but I think subsequent classes in, I think real highlights were the class that Bill Drury and Steve Gatona co-taught, Animal Behavior, Populations and Communities, which was co-taught by Bill Drury and Craig Green, and Marine Biology and Invertebrate Zoology, which were both taught by Steve Gatona. And all of these classes were integrated hands-on or like connections to the subject. But also, I think even more, and that was more important in inverts and marine biology, but the ideas of sociobiology, of altruism and reciprocal altruism, and that your genetics might determine your behavior. I mean, it was just really heady stuff, reading Richard Dawkins and meeting Bob Trivers. So I think it just, natural history, like the direct observation-based study of more than human world, was so prominent, I think, in the work of Bill Drury, where you kept being like, well, what actually is going on? Not like, what do you think? Like, what drop your preconceptions and really pay attention. And it made like looking at a gull colony the most exciting thing ever. And that, of course, I think a pivotal thing for me, and this is maybe a advice to all college students, when your friend has a house in Mexico and they say, you should come, you should take some time off and drive down there with a bunch of people and having an inflatable boat and a motor. And really, my trip to Mexico, that to my friend Kim Robertson, who's now Kim Chater's house with the company of people like Tim Cole, and it was extraordinary. And, you know, who can't resist like snorkeling with dolphins and blue-footed boobies who are diving on a bait ball, or blue whales swimming under your boat, or seeing Harris hawks in the desert. So anyway, it was like a natural history feast. And then that was it. That was, after that, I came back and I got a job as a marine observer for Manmet Bird Observatory. And I never really looked back.
Oh, curious. I didn't know you, you know, it was through literature that was kind of your gateway.
In some ways. And I think that's the compelling thing. There's this sensation of observing something, of collecting data. But then there's this additional component of putting it together, let's say in a research question. And then there's additional sort of interdisciplinary angles, like, you know, like reading Barry Lopez and thinking about the interrelationships between the native people of the high north and polar bears and ring seals. And so I think that natural history, and, you know, we have degrees in human ecology. And so I think that that many-layered view has always interested me.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.